and welcome to the Loud Neighbors podcast. I don't even know what we're doing this week.
Yeah.
I'm Trevor. I'm here with Colin. Who's eating chips. That's going to be the show, Colin eating chips.
Delicious chips.
Are they? What are they? What are they?
They're nacho cheese chips.
Oh.
But they're like...
No, I'm good.
Old nacho cheesier Doritos.
I'm good.
Crazy. You cray cray.
Am I?
Wow.
Maybe. Maybe, Colin. Maybe I'm cray cray as...
So what did you do fun this week?
Let's not go so far as... Actually, I had actually had a really good time because I'm not so invested that it kills me when we just...
Get murdered?
Get murdered. Get just hideously
Sounds
and disgustingly
like somebody's
murdered.
About to get murdered!
I went to see the Nebraska Cornhuskers versus Ohio State game.
You know, it's not the game I would have, like, wanted to go to.
I didn't know. It's not like I... it's not like somebody came up to me and said, have your pick of the litter. Somebody said, hey, I have a ticket to this game. Does anybody want to go? And I'm like, well, I want to go to a game this year, and this is going to be my only opportunity.
I wish anybody would offer me a ticket to a game.
Well, if you were nice to people...
I am nice to people. Fuck you.
Yeah. If you were pleasant to be around at all... Maybe they would. But you're not.
But I am.
You're just kind of a cynical dick. But not in a funny way like me.
That right. Yeah.
You're more of like in an angry way. You take life too seriously is your problem, Colin.
Do I?
I think so. I don't know what that was. Don't worry about it. They're very, very good.
Well, I mean, they're like a national championship contending team.
Yes. I mean, we're not the worst team that's ever played.
I mean...
We're not 2 years ago us.
But we're still...
But we're not good.
Mm-mm.
We're improving, but we're not good.
Mm-hmm.
And they are...
Really good.
Very, very good.
Dude, like...
Wow.
I'm pretty sure so far this year that's the least amount of points they've scored.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's
that's
that.
Not bad. I'll take it. I'll take that win.
Yeah, they've been hanging like 70 plus on teams.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they're fucking...
Well, then we did fine. What is everybody... We stopped a single drive and we scored a single touchdown.
What was... At the end of the third quarter, I think Nebraska had like 20 yards passing.
Yeah, we threw three interceptions in the first half, I think.
In the first four drives, three picks. One of which was...
One
of which I thought was bullshit and probably could have... So, the very first one where the dude darted in front of the receiver
yeah.
and got the ball. Like, he was kind of all over the receiver's fucking hands, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, how come you called pass interference on that other one, but not on this one?
On the guy who hit the dude after he caught the ball,
yeah.
and then he dropped it, and so that was pass interference?
Right.
Yeah, that was some bullshit. There were also a couple first downs in that first drive that were, like, 6 yards short
yeah.
of a first down. They, like,
They even mentioned it on the fucking, like, well, yeah, but if it goes to, like, the 49, they're going to move it to the 50. Why?
Yeah.
You have... Hash marks for a reason.
Yeah.
You have indicators for each yard. It's not every 3 yards.
Yeah. Fucking stupid.
What the fuck?
But, eh. But, yeah. So, we're doing terrible. We're down 14-0. And then we're like, hey, we're Nebraska. What if we try something crazy like just running the I formation and running the ball down the field? Maybe try a couple options.
Here's the thing, though.
We marched all the way down to the 20.
Here's the thing, though. You say, it works! It doesn't, though. There are teams that run that. They don't fucking win every year.
We don't have to win every year. But it was working.
They don't win any year, I should say. They win games, but Air Force runs a triple option.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun to watch, and it's kind of difficult for teams to stop
right
until you get to like a really good defense.
I'm not saying we don't ever have to
the thing
pass.
With Nebraska, here's the thing. The reason Nebraska was so good at the option is because their offensive line did whatever the fuck they wanted to. They fucking bullied D lines.
Sure.
I mean, that's I was reading something about them, and their offensive line would call the play they were about to run to the opposing defense.
That's funny.
To be like, you're not going to be able to do anything about it.
That's funny.
But here you go. And, you know, Tommy Frazier run fucking 15 yards.
Yeah.
But that
was like 2 years. That was 2 years out of 25 years where it worked pretty well.
It wasn't 2 years out of 25 years. Yeah, they only won national championships 3 years out of that. But the 90s, they were the most dominant fucking team in college football.
Right. We should go back to doing that is all I'm saying. I'm not saying it has to be all we do. I'm just saying it was working really well. And then they're like, you know what isn't working? Anything else. The boy can't snap. The other dude can barely throw. The
center is terrible.
So let's, while we're on this fucking strong drive, getting any momentum, shotgun, let's throw an interception. Perfect. Let's do that. Let's do that, Colin.
Our offensive line is garbage.
Oh, they're bad. They were just disappearing.
It's funny. There's a
every group. Snap sailed over his head. He had to jump up for like half of them.
There's a Husker power group, and it was... Boy, when Nebraska games are on and they're losing, it's a fucking dumpster fire in there. I bet. It's fucking kind of hilarious, but also just like, I kind of just fucking want to leave. And
were they all calling for Frost to be fired yet?
Frost to be fired. They need to bench Adrian Martinez.
I think that kid is good.
He is good.
I think he's young and I think he has no line.
That is a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I don't believe he was a fucking quarterback until college.
I have no idea about that.
Like, he played other positions in high school and shit.
I think another reason why the option would work for us is because he's fast and he's big.
Yeah.
So he can do, like, what Frost used to do, which is run when he has to and
barrel people over
right. when he has to.
I don't know. Maybe.
And he's not, like, yesterday aside, because he was playing, like, the best team in the universe, he's not always that bad at passing. Like,
no, he's got a decent arm.
When he has time, he's fine.
But that's just it. If you're going to pass the ball, you need to fucking have time to step back and look around and read right. your fucking wide receivers to see who's possibly open.
Right.
Because, like, that one pick that got tipped and landed in the dude who's just laying on the ground going... I'm going to take a net. Oh, interception.
Yeah.
There was another receiver right in front of that guy. He could have just passed it to. It would have got the first down. But it's like, why go fucking deep there?
Yeah.
Like, I know you just fucking getting ahead of yourself. Like, got to trying to swing for the fences every time. Well,
right.
And also, that's another thing. If you watch, I don't know, teams like Ohio State. They generally don't go for real long fucking pass plays, short, over-the-middle kind of shit.
Well, my dad always used to say, if you make 4 yards every play, you'll win the game.
I mean, basically.
You know? That's all you got to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... I don't know, man. It's a weird thing.
I just kept getting... Because they'd be running... They'd be fucking driving down the field a few times, looking good, and then they'd get in, like... a second and two or a third and two, and then they'd line up in the shotgun, and I'm like, And then the snap would go way above his head, and he'd scramble around like a fucking Benny Hill skit trying to get the ball, and then by the time he was holding the ball, all of their defense was already through.
Oh my God, somebody needs to do that. That was another thing I noticed when I was watching was that Ohio State looked like they were running at about 1.2 speed.
Yeah.
And Nebraska players were just normal.
They're big, too.
It was, holy fuck, dude. Their cornerbacks are fast.
They were like, noticeably watching bigger than us.
That interception where the dude jumped in front of him, watching that dude fucking dart and streak over, like, just stupid fast. I'm like, fuck.
The guy who brought me's dad, I guess... said they're building a whole new, like, state-of-the-art training facility down there.
Well, so. Here's the thing, and I've known this for a long time. So in the 1990s, Nebraska was state-of-the-art. Their facilities, their weight room, everything was the best the country had to offer. So they got really good recruits because if you have to go to college in order to get into the NFL, you want to go to a place that can develop you better than anywhere else.
Sure, that makes sense.
Well, Nebraska's facilities are as good as they were in the 1990s, which right. means they're not good anymore.
Apparently, they're about to be good again.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
So,
hopefully,
that should help.
Yeah. Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I still had a good time, though.
Yeah.
I had great seats, like way up in the, I don't even know how to describe
it. In end zone or like in the sidelines?
Kind of.
Like where they meet?
Yeah, like.
Did you actually have seats or bench?
A bench.
Okay.
But the people directly above me had real seats, I think.
Yeah.
I was kind of on, like, near the end zone, but on the side.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on the long side, technically, but all the way towards the one end zone, opposite from the press boxes. Good seats. I could see the whole field, and I was still close enough to where, you know, you could still make out everything that was going on the field. And right up behind me, like, so everywhere below me, if you had to take a piss, was still troughs,
mm-hmm.
like horse troughs. So you could all just stand in a circle pissing on each other.
Those things are so weird.
But upstairs, there's like this whole really nice new concourse behind where we were mm-hmm. with urinals in the bathrooms mm-hmm. and carpet
mm-hmm.
and a nice little concession stand. Mm-hmm. So that was fancy.
And it's inside. I like, my last job, they used to give away tickets to the spring game.
Yeah.
So I went 2 out of the 3 years I was there. And the seats are up in those, like, right in front of that fucking concourse, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It was super nice. Because, fuck, man, if it's raining or cold, just walk up there and fucking get away from it and still watch the fucking game.
I wish I had realized that because we got there, like, you know, an hour early or whatever you do. Mm-hmm. And it was raining until, like, 20 minutes before the game. And I didn't realize that was up there behind me because I didn't get up. I figured mm-hmm. it was just, like, those fancy box seats rooms or something up there behind the glass. I didn't really look. I'm like, well, I could have just been standing in here instead of getting fucking rain-soaked for the past hour waiting for this game to start. I feel like a real fucking idiot now.
You didn't take a poncho?
No. It was beautiful in Omaha. I didn't look at the weather. I'm not
smart.
I'm not some old lady who checks the weather like an idiot.
You should be if you know you're going to be outside.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Is it dumb?
Yeah, that's dumb.
Is dumb the correct word here?
Yeah, it's okay. Dumb for dummies.
Gotcha.
But once, like, 20 minutes till kickoff, it cleared up, and it was fucking beautiful for the entirety of the game. So
I noticed that there was, I caught it. I went to the bathroom, came back, and I heard the very fucking, not the end, but I heard a couple of notes of Shinsuke Nakamura's theme song. I'm like, what's going on here?
You know how they just randomly, when the D is lining up, play, like, mm-hmm. Back in Black or...
Yeah.
During that, they played the opening of Shinsuke Nakamura's theme.
Have boomers stopped playing those songs and it's younger people now picking them? No,
they still played all that.
Oh.
But they also mixed in that. I think, what channel were we on?
ABC.
Oh, then never mind. My theory went straight out the window. Because if we were on Fox, I would have assumed it was promo.
Oh, no.
Because last week we were on Fox Sports.
Well, they don't fucking care about that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if production's running all that, then I got nothing. People in college just like Roman Reigns and Samoa Joe and Shinsuke Nakamura, I guess. Also, those music, their entrance themes are hype as fuck. Yeah. So
I'm like, man, that would be cool if they'd. So,
I think what you're trying to think of to say is that instead of coming out to the Bulls music, we need to start coming
glorious.
Out to... Glorious! Brad really wanted that. Brad's like, I hope they do Robert Roode's music.
That'd be fucking awesome.
I think they need to replace the doors they run out of with a big glass panel and then just come out to Stone Cold Steve Austin's music. How hype would that be? I'm right.
That would be awesome.
This Bulls music, that's fucking techno. It's like, oh, man, every time they come out, we're like that fucking...
It's not Bulls music. It's fucking Alan Parsons.
Yeah, the Bulls...
Serious.
The Bulls theme. And it's like we're coming out to that fucking Deck the Halls fucking Christmas music. Who's that? Hammer or something?
Oh, Ohio Mannheim Steamroller.
Yeah, it's like we're coming out to Mannheim Steamroller every game. It's old. We need to let that go. We need to come out to, instead of that, we need to come out to 20-year-old wrestling music.
Right. Well, the problem with that is they did that a couple of times last year during the tunnel walk. They changed that. People were fucking mad.
Yeah.
How dare you change tradition? Like, bitch, we ain't fucking won shit in 20 goddamn years. Shut your fucking lips and let the... Like,
also, that's hardly tradition. Again, it started in like 97 or 95. It started after the Bulls did it.
Well, yeah, the Bulls have been doing it since like the late 80s, early 90s, I think. But it was in the 90s sometime.
Right.
But like anytime there's alternate uniforms, the boomers get all fucking mad. And of course they have all the money, so
yeah.
You can't fucking piss off the boosters. And
yeah, since they literally, this new facility they're building is all fucking donated.
No. That's another thing. When that was announced, people were like, that's just what we need. God, way waste money, idiots. I'm like, you think that they're fucking just taking money out of the fucking school?
No, that's literally all donated by fucking...
And not only that, like, the football team makes a fuck ton of money for the school.
Yeah.
So, like all of it. Shut the fuck up.
I think we did the math a few weeks ago, and it was like,
right,
all the money in the world every week.
And that's the thing, like... In college sports, there's like
$1 billion a week.
In college sports, there's like, this may have changed, but there's like 10 or 11 teams in all of the NCAA or schools that made money on their sports programs.
Yeah.
Nebraska is one of them. The rest are like Georgia, Alabama.
I bet it's a lot more now with just how much of a business that shit's become.
I mean, this wasn't very long ago, dude.
All right.
And it was mostly just the big stadiums and fucking places that matter of places that fill up fucking stadiums. Nebraska's, our fans are loyal as fuck, say what you will.
Even when they're pissed.
Yeah.
They keep coming back.
That's one of the things I kept seeing is people are just like, you just gotta wait. And I'm like, I don't think anybody should be like calling for Scott Frost's job. That seems like a fool's errand.
Yeah, you need to give him some time.
But
you can't expect him to fucking rebuild the fucking decimation Mike Smiley left in his wake in a season and a half.
Well, but and also you think about, you can kind of understand the frustration of 20 years of fucking complete irrelevance.
Sure.
Going from the fucking best team in the entire decade of the 90s to
this. They shouldn't have fired Frank Solich.
Well, he shouldn't have been banging cheerleaders.
Why?
Because it's fucking...
Why else would you
grossly
fucking...
Grossly inappropriate.
Why else would you coach fucking college football if you weren't going to bang at least one cheerleader?
I understand. It's like Marty Daniels is... I don't know if you've ever watched Blue Mountain State.
Nope.
But you should.
Okay.
It's one of the funniest fucking shows ever.
It's not like he was banging 10-year-old boys in the shower like some other people's colleges. Ooh, cheerleaders.
I'm just saying that was part of, also I think he was a drunk.
So what?
Kept getting busted.
I mean, so hire him a driver.
That was cool in the 1970s.
It's pretty cool now, buddy.
Is it?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, he had off the field problems that they didn't really talk about.
I'm sure he did.
Also, dude went
But you know who had on the field problems that they didn't really talk about? The Callahan guy.
Oh my God, he was fucking garbage.
Right. So what was that, 7 or 8 years of that?
No, Callahan was...
5 years?
Yeah, I think so.
And then 7 years of Bo Pelini. It was fine. He just wasn't good.
He was too angry.
That's what I heard about him.
I heard somebody talking about coaches like that. Like, he's good. He'll get you in contention every year. But you'll never get to the top. And I'm like, yeah, that was Bo Pelini.
Yeah, that was also some other guy that used to coach for. Who was it that used to say? Oh, Tom Osborne. They said that about for 23 years. Can't win the big one.
Yeah. Tom Osborne.
Coach choking Tom.
Tom Osborne, I don't think, ever got blown out like Bo Pelini did or gave up 408 yards rushing to a single player in a single game.
What are you going to do?
Hire someone.
Can't win them all, Colin.
And honestly, Bo Pelini's problem wouldn't fight shit can his fucking coaches.
Yeah.
It's my brother. Well, Again,
well, he sucks.
His brother was banging fucking cheerleaders and whoever the fuck else he could.
Good
doing
for him.
Coke on the sidelines, I think.
What a champion.
Yeah. Well,
that's the kind of guy I'm into.
Not so much. It's not a good look.
You know what would be a good look?
What?
Performance enhancing drugs.
Yeah, I'd be all right.
We need some of those for our boys.
You know, I don't get what the problem with them is.
There is no problem with them.
Everybody's like, but
clearly there's no problem with them. Did you see Ohio State shoving us around?
Right.
Clearly there's no problem with them. They work great.
Well, there's just a difference in the fucking caliber of athlete that the teams have. It's not performance enhancing drugs. It's the caliber of fucking athlete, dude.
All right.
It's like,
you're right. You know what? You're absolutely right.
Nebraska.
Scott Steiner's just a genetic freak. It's genetic. It's just a different caliber of athlete. You're right. You've convinced
this
me.
This is not even the same argument.
You're right. Those guys were way bigger than him.
This is not even the same argument.
It's because I'm right. That's why it's not the same argument.
I'm pretty sure they're all pretty fucking heavily tested.
I doubt it. Are you kidding me? College football?
Not anymore.
Winning teams in college football tested?
No.
They don't even... The refs aren't even there. They're did he get close to a first down? Ah, fuck it. Good enough.
Well, look. You don't need those people are
doing
that.
Those people are doing rigorous testing?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't think it's the problem it was in the 90s.
Not against popular teams that are selling merchandise and giving kickbacks to the NCAA.
Then Nebraska should definitely be fucking juiced.
Yes, they should, like they used to.
But they're not.
But they need to get
back. So it's bullshit.
Look, if we want to
talk... Your argument falls flat because it doesn't work because Nebraska should be one of the top fucking merch sales.
Here's the problem, Colin. People are worried about uniforms and songs and other nonsense. The tradition we need to get back to is juicing that fucking line. Back to greatness. Juice the line. How do you think we did it in the 90s? Just fucking raw talent and a... You know what made that training center state of the art? Was state of the art steroids, buddy.
Was it? Is that what it was?
Yes. 100%. Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Yeah, I know guys who know guys. Who are on those teams. They were all, but you think they weren't? You kidding me? You see how big those fucking dudes were back then?
Yeah, they probably were. They also didn't go to class.
No, why would they?
I'm just saying.
Fucking class. Who's got time for that shit when you're out there winning national championships?
You really need to watch Blue Mountain State, dude.
But I don't want to.
Please.
Okay.
Give it a fucking chance.
Isn't it like a whole series or is just the movie?
It's three seasons.
Oh my God. I don't have time for that. I've still got like...
Fucking hysterical,
Trevor. I've
still
got a season and a half of Kitchen Nightmares and two seasons of Hotel Hell. I don't have time for Blue Mountain State.
No, gotta watch Blue Mountain State. It's worth it. A lot of hot chicks.
All right.
Like a lot of fucking hot chicks. Also, Thad Castle's in it.
That doesn't mean
anything. Well, he was... Fuck, who the fuck was he? He was in that WB show with all the fucking superheroes. It's like I think they had a Justice League show.
Are you talking about Legends of Tomorrow? Or Arrow? Or Flash?
Might be.
Or are you talking about Smallville?
I'm going to have to look this up. Because
there's several superhero shows that have been on the CW now.
Anyway, Thad Castle's probably the greatest character in a show ever.
All right.
Alan Richson.
Here's my problem. Every time you recommend something to me, it's The Office, and The Office isn't funny.
I'm not recommending The Office.
All right.
This is funny.
Okay. If I watch it and it's just a bunch of fucking dudes like staring at the camera and going, I'm going to tell my joke now.
Nope, there's literally none of that.
And then that dude from fucking Bruce Almighty doing like fucking Ben Stiller shticks where he just acts like an asshole.
He did the voice of Raphael in the reboot of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's a good show. You should watch that. I'll tell you what. I'll watch Blue Mountain State if you watch fucking Ninja Turtles.
I meant the movies.
Oh. Well, now I have less respect for him.
I mean,
those movies were bad. I mean, they were fine to watch once and never again and forget happened because they were bad.
Yeah. I can't argue. Fuck. Titans, I think, is the show he was in.
I've never heard of it. Is it about a football team?
No.
There's lots of shows about football teams.
It's
Teen Titans? That's on the DC app.
Yeah.
Who does he play on there?
Let me look. Cast.
I mean, it didn't just say his name under him being on Titans.
Jesus fucking Christ. It doesn't fucking show. IMDb is garbage.
Maybe he was just an extra.
Yeah, maybe.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I'll look him up after the show when we're not just sitting here recording you scrolling through IMDb.
I don't get what the problem there is.
I don't edit is the problem.
Well, that sounds like your fault.
It is. I'm not arguing that.
Well,
but you know what's going to happen. So
that show's got a really good rating.
What show?
At Titans.
Brad loves it.
Hank Hall?
I don't know who that is.
The fuck is Hank Hall?
Oh my God. Are we done?
Yep.
It's been the Loud Neighbors podcast. Listen to us at anywhere but Stitcher, apparently.
Wait, are we done?
I don't know. Are you going to put your fucking phone down or are we done? I've got an email.
We didn't even talk about what I did this week.
Oh, well, I didn't think you had anything to talk about since you left and fucking went to play on your phone.
I was looking things up. I was looking up important information.
You're very bad at it.
You're bad at it.
What'd you do this week?
I didn't do anything.
Jesus Christ.
I hurt my back. I did that.
How'd you do that? So you don't want to help me carry my snake tank upstairs?
Absolutely not.
What you're saying?
Nope.
What'd you do?
I hurt my lower back and then subsequently pulled a groin muscle, I think. And
Jesus Christ.
I was like walking around with a cane the other day. I'm like, this is fucking stupid.
Welcome to 40, buddy.
Fuck, I'm not even there yet.
You might as well be.
2.5 years, right?
Fuck you. You're so young and spry.
Am I? I've started consistently losing weight again.
So good.
That's been nice.
I was, and then I got real lazy at the ass end of this week and haven't been to the gym since Tuesday, so.
Yeah.
I'm probably back up over 230 again. I was down to like 228.
Nice. I got there once, and then I haven't seen that since.
Yeah. I usually hang between 229 to 231 is where I'm usually at.
Yeah. That's kind of where I'd like to be.
My goal is 200, but.
Yeah, I'm never getting to 200. I'm fucking far too tall for that.
Yeah.
And that's probably my goal weight is like 195. I'm like,
that's ridiculous.
I'll look like fucking Skeletor.
Yeah.
Actually, if I look like Skeletor, I'd be super jacked with a skeleton face. That would be awesome.
You can do that.
I kind of want to look like Skeletor.
Let me tell you the secret. It's performance-enhancing drugs.
Well, it's performance-enhancing drugs, lots of weightlifting, and burning your face off with acid or something.
Well, yeah.
I mean, there's...
It sounds easy.
There's all those things.
All those things exist.
They sound great.
So, hop two.
Anyway, it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Just, ouch.
I bet. I'm trying to think if anything else happened this week. I feel like something else happened on the football game is all I can remember.
Because the football game overtook and became the most important. Let me see if I got anything.
Did we record last week? We did, didn't we? Mm-hmm. No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Did we?
Yes.
Yes, we did.
Jesus, we didn't record the week before because I was in Denver.
That's what it was.
Denver.
I can't keep track of all the weeks we do and don't record, man.
Oh, I have an article. And apparently a piece of string hanging off this fucking...
All right, let's hear your article.
NBC News tests commissioned NBC News commissioned laboratory tests of knockoff marijuana vapes that found a pesticide linked to hydrogen cyanide in 10 out of 10 products.
Hmm. Somebody was telling me about this.
Yep. It's so weird. And while this news is here, you still have states banning all e-liquid, all e-cigarette products.
Well, that'll get rid of the problem.
Yeah, well, as I said last week, there's going for this new IQOS device that's a tobacco warming device.
Yeah.
And they're going hard. Altria and Philip Morris are like, oh yeah, we're gonna team together and release this to help people quit smoking.
Yeah. Sure it will.
Yep. So that's all this is about. So yep. They can get a fucking gotta get a piece of that fucking multi-billion-dollar fucking pie.
Yeah.
Like
instead of adapting.
Ugh. I fucking hate it. I hate the way our government functions.
Yeah.
Like the fact that all of our elected leaders are just fucking bought and paid for by corporations. Drives me fucking insane.
Yeah.
And while...
Wouldn't it just have been easier for them to just start making better vapes?
Look, you can't make better ones. Because that would take fucking ingenuity.
I mean... The overhead has to be cheaper than farming.
Their fucking goal... I don't think it is.
Really?
Because farming's all fucking automated now.
Yeah, but all that land and land maintenance, that's got to be valuable when you can just have one little factory that's also automated.
Only thing that they probably own all of it by now anyway.
That's fair.
It's, you know, they're billion, if not trillion dollar fucking industries.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just fucking irritates the shit out of me. Because I think Michigan banned all flavored e-cigarette products.
Brilliant.
You know, even though none of this is tied to that, tied to illegal THC things.
Well, now there's no way they'll be able to get a hold of any of those vapes. They made them illegal. That means there's no way to get
them. Now the only ones people are going to get are bootleg.
What? No, those are illegal.
Wrong.
So they don't exist.
Oh, is that? Wow. They should do that with guns.
Right.
Oh, wait. I was talking to somebody about that, and I was just like, it irks me and should irk everybody, but the way our government functions, there was an article. It was Wall Street, basically. Top Wall Street presidential campaign donors say that they're out if Elizabeth Warren gets the nomination. And I'm sitting there thinking about that, and I'm like, because to them, she's one of those fucking outsiders she very clearly doesn't like Wall Street.
You just make me pro-Elizabeth Warren? Why are you doing this to me?
I'm not doing this to you. It's not she's really about her. Eyebrows. She's fucking awful.
Yeah, but...
And she's awful. She appropriates cultures. Fuck her.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean,
she's bringing blackface back.
Yeah, that's
her and Justin Trudeau. They're gonna fucking dress up in fucking offensive costumes and go to a ball together.
But I was like, and it's very clear. It's like, so they saw Donald Trump as this political outsider. He's different. I'm like, yeah, but he wasn't an outsider to Wall Street. Yeah. He was very much an insider, and that's the only reason he got that fucking nomination.
Yeah.
Because the people who have money are like, oh, yeah, this guy will be great for us.
Yeah.
And which, he has been. Which mostly. Subsequently is great for most fucking people anyway, financially.
Right.
Even though you have people out there like, yeah, but they don't get paid enough. They have jobs.
Yeah.
They're getting paid more than they were before
without
jobs, and that's not fucking good enough.
Well, it's... Yeah.
I don't get the fucking logic train there.
Because Trump did it.
I know.
Duh.
It's so fucking dumb.
If it was half this good with a Democrat in office, it would be the best thing that ever happened.
Right. And the worst thing to Republicans.
Sure. They'd be literal Hitler on the other side. I was there for Obama and Bush, who were the exact same president.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. It just fucking irritates me that it's literally everything's just bought.
Yeah.
Corporations. I mean, aren't we basically corporatism? Isn't that our form of government now?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And, you know, we still have people that have the gall to call it a democracy, even though it's never been one of those. It's never been
one of those. And it's not a republic anymore. Cat, leave him alone.
I mean, he's fine.
All right.
He's not fucking shredding my legs. I'm okay.
He doesn't have front claws, so...
Oh.
He can't. Okay. I mean, he can bite the shit out of you, but he can't claw you.
I know. Why? Cats, like... I don't feel like they're playful. They like to play, but they're just much sharper.
Yeah. Well, their playful is designed to murder because their favorite pastime is murder.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So that's the game they're playing.
I don't like that. I want kitties who like actually just play.
They are.
And don't try to murder me.
No, that's not. Well, then what are they even doing? That's not playing.
They're playing.
That's being lame.
Can we remove their claws and their teeth?
I wouldn't.
Or muzzle? Muzzle them.
I think they'll somehow chew through the muzzle and kill you for that.
God damn it.
Then it won't be play murder. It'll be actual murder.
Oh, other news. I tried a new barbecue place. It's not new. It's old.
Yeah, tell me about it. I hear you had a great time. The food was delicious, yeah?
I don't know. I didn't stay because I went and ordered. And, you know, we're at the ordering window, the thing that you order at.
Drive-through barbecue.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they have a sit-down spot.
All right.
It's whatever. And we pull up there. I'm like, well, let me look at the menu. So that's about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's fine. I saw nobody in front of us. Yeah, whatever. Order. All right, pull around. Sweet. Gonna do that. It was expensive, too. And that was kind of like all right. I guess $18 for a rib plate is...
It's more than Dickie's.
It's
way more than Dickie's.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dickie's is fucking pricey, dude.
It's not that pricey.
I mean...
I go there like once a week for a rib plate.
What do you get in there?
A rib, two sides, and cornbread, and a drink.
God, they didn't even include a drink with theirs.
Yeah, I don't think they include the drink, but I always buy a drink, and it's still less than $20.
Dickie's just isn't very good.
I've eaten it. How's this place?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've not eaten it.
Sounds like Dickie's is pretty good so far on the.
So anyway, we order the food and pull around, and there's two cars sitting there. I'm like, oh, how long have they been here?
Yeah.
And we're sitting there, and it's 5.
Okay.
Minutes goes by, and nobody's moved. And
I don't know how long you think ribs take to cook, but it's not 5 minutes, buddy.
Ribs should be pre-cooked and warmed.
No, I've been watching a lot of Gordon Ramsay. What we do is make everything fresh.
You can't do that with ribs because they're smoked, they should be.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
And then we're pushing 10 minutes, and you know Doria's got to be home and get somewhere.
Right.
And I'm like, well, and then all of a sudden I see the reverse lights of the vehicle in front of us turn on. I'm like, oh, well, yeah. Maybe I should back up here. He backs up and dips the fuck out, and I pull forward, and I'm like...
Was it one of those ones where you can get out, or did it have the curb to lock you in?
You can get out.
Okay, good. Because like this...
Thank fuck.
Because those ones where they block you in and you're just fucked,
mm-hmm.
That's the worst.
Because they always have the highest curbs.
Yeah.
Like fucking you need a big-ass truck to get over them. Anyway, and we sat there for a couple more minutes. I'm like, well... I've not even seen any activity at the window.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't know, maybe that person's order is taking a long fucking time.
Sure.
Come pull off to the side and you'll fucking bring it out.
Like every other fast food joint in the universe. Right.
So then I'm just like, you know what? Fuck this.
Yeah.
So I'm sure I hope they had to make two fucking meals. Then I posted that on Facebook. Somebody's like, oh. Slow, but it's super good. Is not super good to me.
No.
Slow is bad.
And slow is one thing. And how long are you waiting there? 20 minutes?
Almost.
That's not slow anymore. That's...
That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing, because I've been to a lot of barbecue places.
That's longer than a sit-down restaurant.
Right.
That's longer than Tired Texan takes to fucking serve your food.
But yeah, I've been to a lot of sit-down places, a lot of barbecue places in general. The really good barbecue places don't take that long to fucking serve you.
Dickie's took about, from the time I said I would like the rib plate till I walked down to the cash register to get me my food.
This is, you're using bad example because Dickie's isn't good.
Dickie's is actually really good.
It's
I don't know why you shit on it so much. It tastes fine. It's delicious.
They fucking microwave shit.
They don't microwave anything.
Yeah, they do.
They don't.
They did when I was there.
You are full of shit. They don't even have a microwave in there.
Yeah, they do.
There's no microwave
Absolutely,
in the
they
building.
Have one.
As a matter of fact, I'm like, hey, where's your microwave? I need to nuke this up. And they're like, we don't own a microwave.
Yeah, I wasn't impressed. Swine dining, that's fucking good eats.
It's fine.
You're wrong.
It's fine.
Oh, my God. Go away.
It's fine.
Their meat is fucking delicious. Yeah, Dickies was just meh. Their meat's meh. It's fine.
Dickies is better.
It's not.
Than Swine Dining.
You're fucking so wrong right now.
I would say they're about equivalent, but I like Dickies a little better.
This is because it's a block away.
Yeah, that helps.
It doesn't make it better. It does. It just makes it more convenient.
Makes it way better.
Oh my God.
Makes it so much better, it's stupid.
The lesson here is don't trust Trevor when it comes to barbecue, because he doesn't know anything.
I mean, I wouldn't tell anybody to trust me on anything. My favorite fucking spaghetti joint is Spaghetti Works.
I mean, my favorite spaghetti joint was Rib Shack.
There you go.
Always got the spaghetti side. Weirdest fucking thing.
I always got the spaghetti side at Smoke Pit.
That's why I meant Smoke Pit.
Yeah.
That's the best spaghetti place.
I mean, their spaghetti was awful.
It is the best.
It was like the fucking tomato sauce they poured on it was water.
Uh-huh. It was the best.
But their ribs are so fucking good.
They're pretty good.
They were so good. Their sauce was the best thing I've ever tasted in my life.
It wasn't the best sauce I've ever had, but it was really good.
It's the best sauce I've ever had. It's my favorite sauce.
I like a more vinegary sauce.
Yeah.
Theirs was a little sweet.
I like it.
It's good.
I like fucking their...
I find it weird, though, that they closed, like, all these restaurants in town that have closed, and you can still go to grocery stores and find their house salad dressings.
Yeah.
And spaghetti sauces. Like Mr. C's, you can go to Baker's and find all their sauces.
Yeah.
Why can't I find Smoke Pit barbecue sauce?
Because they didn't keep making it. Because they wanted out of that business, apparently.
That makes no sense!
I mean...
How hard would that be?
To make sauce? I don't know. I've never made sauce for a living.
To market that and be like, boom, here you go.
Probably as hard as doing any it's other just, job, it's, and they it, don't want to do it.
No, it's going to make its own money. They only didn't want to do that because they changed how late the bars were open.
Well.
And they didn't want to stay, you know, work till 4 in the morning.
That's ridiculous.
I know. They should sacrifice for us.
They really should. Bastards, who do they think they are?
Anyway, so I'll not probably be going back to try that place because...
Yeah, that sounds fucking...
I never had it in high school because it was right behind North High.
Well, you wouldn't have had time.
Right.
That's why so many motherfuckers were skipping class. They were waiting all day for their ribs to fucking smoke fresh.
I mean, I don't think most kids had the money to fucking buy ribs anyway.
All right, that's fair. I mean,
some might have, but not at fucking $18 a goddamn rib plate.
No, that's insane.
That's. I mean, barbecue joints are always pretty expensive.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, you better be fucking... really goddamn good and pretty efficient if you're going to charge that kind of money. I don't think I
spent that much at Tired Texan.
No, you probably didn't.
The best ribs in Omaha. Oh my God, dude. I didn't even have to chew them. We went there last Saturday.
I know. You said this on the podcast.
I don't care. I'm saying it again. I just put them in my mouth and they turned into delicious meat liquid in my mouth. They were so fucking good. Goddamn.
They are pretty good. I need to make some ribs.
Like when people say fall off the bone, like that actually happens there. You grab it by the bone and the bone just slides out of the fucking meat.
I mean, that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, but nobody does that except for them.
I did that the last ribs I made.
I don't believe you.
They're good.
Yeah.
Should have been there.
I don't know. I bet your ribs tasted like shit.
I don't know how they do their dry rub like that.
I bet they were overdone and dry.
They weren't.
I bet they stuck to the bone. They were stuck to the bone ribs.
Nope.
You had to chew them like jerky.
Nope.
That's how Colin cooks. Brags about it. If I come out for ribs, can I get them in less than 20 minutes?
I mean, yes, if they're already cooked.
Well, see?
I'm not going to cook ribs to order, dude.
Well...
That's not how smoking works.
Well, that's how it works at that place.
Apparently. Fuck. Awful. Just fucking awful.
Well, I won't be going there. No. I wasn't going to in the first place because it's not up in this plaza up the street. It's also
in the ghetto.
Yeah, that's very far. I mean, pretty soon my Dickies is going to be in the ghetto, but...
I mean, pretty much already is.
Eh.
It's pretty bad up here.
Yeah. There's not a lot of crime, though.
Yeah. Yet.
Yet.
It's on its way, buddy.
Except for when you're out here.
Oh!
The crime of ugliness.
Oh.
Boom. You got anything else?
No, not really.
I got a email. You can send your emails to emails at the loud neighbor. Wait, that's not right, is it? The loud neighbors at outlook.com. Look, I've only been doing this for fucking 4 years. I can't remember everything. We got one from Mimsy. She says, "Hiya. The sound that you described from Stitcher is the sound it makes when you lose internet connection. Ben has Sprint, so it's probably on his end." Yeah, but I don't lose internet connection when that happens. Like, my internet is fine. It just stops connecting to the server. And it's not on his end because when I listen to the shows, it does it to me, too. On Stitcher. So it's on Stitcher's end. They're shit.
Yeah.
Or it's just on our server talking to Stitcher, because everything else I listen to on Stitcher works fine. It's just something about our server and Stitcher do not fucking get along for some reason.
Yeah.
Denver has mountains. Yeah, so.
I mean, it doesn't.
Like an hour away from Denver.
Right. Does. Denver has no mountains. Every time I've been into Colorado, or there's that joke from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
I thought the Rockies would be a little more rockier than this. That town Denver was full of shit. Because, you know.
It's peaceful, no.
Not Denver. There's fucking 2 million people there. How can Denver that be peaceful?
Not peaceful. I think somebody got shot down the street from where we were staying when we were there. Outside of Denver is peaceful. I think you're talking about Fort Collins. Fort Collins has mountains and it's peaceful. Usually low cost of living equals it's meant for families. That's not low cost of living up there, though, is it? Isn't it super expensive now in Denver? And I can confirm we have plenty of family-friendly shit here.
Oh, she's talking about us.
Okay, yes. Denver also attracts lots of tourism, sure, and brings in a lot of entertainment. Makes it a high-demand area, probably why it's spendy to live there. Oh, yeah. It sucks there. Is why it's expensive to live there. All the things you described are bad, except for the mountains, but those aren't in Denver, and the peaceful, but that's also not in Denver. That's in Fort Collins. So Fort Collins is probably a great place to live, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to live in Colorado, fuck Denver. Move to Fort Collins. You can still get high. You're actually by the mountains. And it's a little, it's a nice little small town.
Yeah.
Where you're not dealing with fucking a billion college kids wooing all night and shooting each other.
Man, Denver's terrible. I just don't like cities.
The Joker movie looks amazing. It doesn't. It looks like a fine movie that has nothing to do with the Joker.
I think it just looks dumb because Joaquin Phoenix is in it.
I don't mind him as much as you do. I
fucking can't stand his face.
I get it. Calling someone's face stupid is a horrible argument.
It's not, though.
That's the kind of thing somebody with a stupid face would say.
Yep.
I'm interested in the movie as a film.
I hate,
not as a Batman film.
I hate Volcano Phoenix, and I also hate fucking Benicio del Toro.
Really?
I can't fucking stand either one of them.
I like Benicio del Toro.
I just it just fucking grates on me. It's like looking at him is like looking at nails on a fucking chalkboard.
I fucking love.
You know who I don't hate?
Who?
Brad Pitt.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's handsome.
I like that movie, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. It's great.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, but handsome. Benicio del Toro is the lawyer in it.
Sweet,
sweet Mary, sweet, sweet Mary, all fat and dumpy looking. Fat Benicio del Toro just fucking drooling on himself because of drugs.
Just don't care.
It's a good movie. Is your disability autism, Colin? Well, yeah, we're all autistic here. We're like the fucking Alice in Wonderland of autism. I'm autism.
We're all autistic down here.
Because I can help you with that. Call me. I don't think there's any helping once you're a 40-year-old autism.
Right.
It's like a bad back. It's just something you deal with.
Right.
Well, I guess I'm autistic today.
I guess I'm not doing anything physical today.
Yeah. Or social ever again.
Wow.
Cheers, Mims. Thanks for writing in. I disagree with your points. Calling somebody's face stupid is a completely legitimate argument.
Right.
And in fact,
it might be the best, strongest argument.
It's an unbeatable argument. Yeah. It's
your face is stupid. Come back from that. No, it's not.
What do they call it in poker? A trump card? It's a trump card? That's a thing, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I'm not making that up.
No.
All right.
But you just said Trump.
Oh. Well, yeah.
That means you're like an ableist or something.
Well, I'm definitely that.
And you're racist now?
Well, I mean, I do hate the fucking Italians. don't know.
I don't know either.
I apologize to any Italian listeners. I have no problem with you. I'm sorry that I like fucking spaghetti works so much. I realize that's offensive to your entire fucking heritage, but it's good and it's all you can eat spaghetti. What do you want from me? They throw that delicious sausage on top of it.
Spaghetti works is bad.
It's fucking great. I realize it's actually not good.
I'm okay with you liking things if you do, if you realize that it's actually not good.
Yeah, that one's actually not good. I understand that. I so don't like, care.
There was a place in North Omaha called Ramona's, Mexican place.
Yeah.
Fucking great.
Yeah.
I would never tell somebody to go there. It's the best Mexican food ever. Because I absolutely, it's fucking not the best Mexican food ever.
That's fair.
But I love it the best.
You know what I would tell people to go to is the taco truck on 24th and G, Colin.
Yeah, but that's way down there.
We're going to go there sometime, though. I'm just going to drive you there sometime for fucking
We were going to go down food. There one.
It's so good.
Yeah, we were going to go down there one night, and then I don't remember what fucking happened. Like, I want to try it because everybody won't shut the fuck up about it.
Yeah.
But
is everybody me?
I just don't go to South Omaha, really.
That's fair.
Yeah. So that's all it is.
Every time I've been out there is just because I'm somewhere and we're like, well, we're going to drive 20, 30 minutes to go get taco truck.
Right.
Let's do it. It's been worth it every time.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
The thing is, like, it's been a while since I've been, so, like, it's gonna have gone downhill, and then I'm gonna fucking go there to get it with you, and it's gonna be fucking dog shit, and I'm gonna be like, well...
You're gonna be like, oh, it's so good.
3 years ago, it was really fucking good. What do you want from me, man? You waited too long. You should have fucking got on it when I told you about it the first time.
Right.
God damn it.
Uh-oh, I broke it.
It's fine.
Okay.
You got anything else?
No, I'm good.
It's been the Loud Neighbors Podcast. Facebook.com/TheLoudNeighbors. TheLoudNeighbors.com. Go to our website. I posted that one article, which was a review of a movie. Oh, it was a review of Spider-Man. I haven't posted anything else on there. I assume you put the episodes up every week, but
I do.
That's about it.
Yep.
Maybe I'll write some other article on there.
You should do that, Mr.
Thought it changed the website so I can add things to it. 3 years ago, I was like, I was writing shit. I was ready to go.
Yeah.
I was playing video games to review. I was watching movies to review 3 years ago. Sure. Now I'm not doing any of that.
Well, man, who's the idiot?
I don't watch movies anymore. I don't play video. Like, I could just write up reviews of like 6 episodes of Kitchen Nightmares. They're all like this. The owner goes, I really think Gordon's going to like my food. And then Gordon sits down and is like, it's awful. It tastes like mush. Wait.
What?
Yeah, I think it's right. It says microphone USB.
Yes. I looked. I checked it.
That's the first time ever you've done that.
And I looked.
Here's the problem with what you're doing. Turn your microphone. Like, physically in the...
What is this?
Because I had them all taken apart because they store better. You know, if you just squeeze the little thing, it turns easier. There's a little... Oh, my God.
Squeeze what thing?
This, the bit that, so you can actually spin it in there.
Yeah, but that wasn't helping because this was unscrewing up here.
What was unscrewing?
This piece.
That's because you were screwing on that instead of squeezing this to turn it.
I wasn't trying to grab it by the microphone.
Oh my God.
Don't, oh my God, me.
Oh my God.
You don't know anything about this.
I don't, and somehow I still know more than you.
I mean, you should, because you own this stuff.
That doesn't mean anything.
It should.
But it doesn't.
I just hate these fucking screens.
Yeah, I agree.
Never seem to go on same way two times in a row.
The screens don't fit on the thing, and like the snake bendy thing is crap.
It's like long enough to reach, but not long enough to really articulate.
Yes, and exactly.
It's irritating.
I mean, I guess you could.
So don't get mad at me. Get mad at these.
Well, that wasn't the problem.
I mean, it was.
The problem was you trying to twist this thing in there without squeezing this bit.
I don't. Why would I squeeze that bit, though? Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Well, since that thing's facing me, it's kind of hard to do that.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Is it, Colin?
Yeah, when you're off to the side of it. When it's right in front of your face and you can't see it.
Yep.
Get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Uh-huh.